So this is the November 23rd, Thanksgiving Day edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. But unfortunately, because of a sudden attack of, I don't know whether it's flu or what, I'm sort of out of combat here, and I haven't been able to put together the show as I hoped I would. So we are going to get last week's show again. It's a replay of the November 16th show, which featured a number of things. David Silva gave a report on the Tuesday City Council meeting from back then. That would be the Tuesday before last. There was some YouTube takedowns that I passed on to you from people resisting the mechanical police demands that you identify yourself when you haven't done any crimes and they have no business really asking you to identify yourself. Let's put it this way. They can ask anything they want. You can reply as you would. And then there's also a bit of Edward Lawson, the, in my mind, heroic African-American activist who years ago in San Diego stood up to the police when they attempted to repeatedly harass him because they didn't like his walking while black in white neighborhoods. It's actually in the early 80s that this happened. And he took his case all the way to the Supreme Court and won, and he talks about it. And I think it's certainly educational to hear it. In fact, so educational that on Sunday I may play, this is only a selection, this that'll be playing today and that I played last week, I may play the entire thing. So if I don't, just go look on YouTube for Edward Lawson. And before he died, I think he died in 2013 or thereabouts, maybe 2009. It's a disgrace that there was never much ceremony or acknowledgement given to this guy when he died. I guess when people die, it's not that important you acknowledge them, but rather when they live. And he did get some credit then. He actually carried this case to the Supreme Court all on his own without legal help. And he had to actually get transportation to get there. It was pretty horrendous. Or at least he had to do the initial stages of the case himself, and he had to find transportation himself. After all, he was black, and we know that what that means. Final part of the flashback from last week, or the repeated show, I should say. It's not really a flashback. It's really more a kind of a filler show because I can't really do what I'd hoped to do today, is the Salinas Human Rights Forum that was held several weeks ago, sort of hosted by Wes White, the Salinas activist, and featuring a lengthy discussion by Anthony Prince, the attorney, a fighting attorney, or at least that's how he talks, and how he's done to some extent, against the Salinas camping ordinance, which I've been trying to work up some literature on for people over in Salinas, along with Wes. It's a kind of a complicated ordinance, but it has the strange aspect that it will let you sleep at night or put up a tent at night in some places. Mostly, Wes feels it's designed to kind of corral people into Chinatown, which is a sort of the poverty district where homeless people had their tents before. And then they moved to City Hall to protest when the city insisted on cleaning out Chinatown in ways they hadn't done before, or at least in ways that people had been unwilling to resist before. Chinatown is an area that's right adjacent to Dorothy's Place and some other so-called social services, which as our own homeless lack of services center don't provide much society or service, for that matter. I was down at the Thanksgiving meal. I survived the meal. It was a pretty good meal. The folks who were giving it out were very solicitous to us elders. I'm an elder these days. And I overdid it myself. This is one of the reasons that I'm not giving you all the interviews that I took down there. And those are going to hopefully be postponed until Sunday when I'm crossing my fingers and hoping I can do a longer show. It may actually be a show with another flashback from an earlier era. I'm really trying to archive that stuff and using you poor listeners, as guinea pigs. There was an interesting meeting, or say rather a meeting I was curious about, between the public Safety Committee, which is the city council's little police promotion group, which also promotes and creates anti-homeless laws, headed by David Chirazis and Cynthia Matthews. I'm not actually sure who's on it right now. But they had a meeting with angry Take Back Santa Cruz types who were pissed about the San Lorenzo campground. Unfortunately, I didn't get wind of this meeting until days later, and Chirazis has refused to record these meetings, even though they're meetings of a standing committee of the city council, and they should be recorded. It's not required by law, but it's obviously something that people have an interest in that many people can't get to and don't hear about until it's too late and so forth. So hopefully I'll get some at least secondhand information on that. Also, Andy Mills, according to Julie Scholl, who's an RV dweller and has her own Santa Cruz Full-Timers Facebook page, is reporting that off of the police or Andy Mills' website, Mills or his police department, he's the police chief, are beginning to tow, cite, and harass people in their RVs. I'm not quite sure if we're talking about the west side only, but it could be because I think that's where she is, but I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, that will all be coming to you, hopefully, in more detail on Sunday, but no promises. If you like this show, let me know about it. If you got incoming reports, give me a call, and I'll try and put them on the air. If you want to be on the show because you feel that your voice needs to be heard, 423-4833 is the number to call, and we'll arrange for it. And there's more, but I think that pretty much takes up the introductory time, and now we're going to launch into last week's show. So enjoy.